list of show list, graphics 516 recorder tune in on schedule.
Okay, let's
graphics see. Graphics 516 recorder tune in on schedule. Graphics 516 recorder tune in on schedule.
We're getting there. Let's see.
516 recorder recording.
Okay, this podcast is going to be on Replay AV 8.41 using the new USENDit Express plugin. The current version is 1.5.1. I'm currently beta testing this new Express USENDit Express plugin for Appliant.com. That is Appliant Technologies and USENDit.com companies. And I'm using JAWS here, JAWS 9. And what we're going to do here is set up a recording, like a 1 minute recording for a radio station that's in my list box view that I've already added in the list box view of Replay AV8's main interface. And we're going to do quite a few things. Set the start and end times, go to the output tab, put a check mark in the check box that said send recording to. We're going to put the email address of the recipient, so when the recording is over, the file will be sent to the email address that you wanted to send it to. Okay? Very simple to do.
Graphics 516 recorder recording 137.
Okay, I'm on Replay AV8's main interface right now. I'm on the list box view where I have my stations and shows and podcasts. I'm gonna look for the station that I need.
Graphics 302 ERA 42 Apple 20.
Okay, we're on our station. We're gonna do an applications key.
Applications context menu properties to navigate, press up or down arrow key.
You usually land on properties. The shortcut letter is P, so press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, edit show properties, colon ERA sport dialog, output page, merge CBS.
Okay.
Shift tab, output tab, schedule tab.
Go to the schedule tab, and when you're on the schedule tab, press your tab key one time.
Tab, start recording at colon list box, 11:38 a.m. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
These property sheets are going to read different for you depending how you have your current station or show settings. So, I'm on the start time right now. Let me see what time it is.
11:38 a.m.
It's 11:38 a.m. here. I'm going to put 11:42 here for the start time.
38, 11, 38, 41, 42, 0 a.m.
Okay. I'm going to tab.
Tab. Stop recording the colon list box. 11:40 a.m. to 40, 43, 0 a.m.
So I set it for a 1 minute recording from 11:42 a.m. to 11:43 a.m.
At record once on colon radio button.
I'm on the record once because that's what I wanted to do today.
List box 4/24/2024/28/29.
I set it to April 29, 2008.
At the day button.
Now I need to tab around till I hear schedule.
Tab, none button, tab, okay, tab, cancel, tab, tilt button, tab, schedule, tab.
And then I'm going to right arrow to the output tab.
Output tab.
And I'm going to press my tab key until I hear the checkbox that says Appian Media Courier. Send email to or send recording to.
Tab. Tab, delete shows up, tab, Appian Media Courier powered by you, send an email recording to colon checkbox check, so clear check mark, press space bar.
Okay, for me it was already checked, so you're going to hear it unchecked.
Space, not checked.
Like this. You're going to press your space bar to check this box.
Space, check.
Down edit arrow.
Petroja@yahoo.com, Appian Media Courier powered by you, send an edit, Petroja@yahoo.com, type in text.
put in the email address, type it in, tap to the OK button. You may get a dialog box. Just tap to the OK. Press space bar. So we added a 1 minute recording to start at 11:42 a.m. to 11:43 a.m. within the schedule tab for the station show properties. And I told it record once. That was my previous setting for today, to record only today. Your situation is going to be different. There's many ways to record besides recording just for today. So I also went to the output tab and put a check mark in the checkbox that says email recording to. And I put the email address that I want this recording to go to when it's done. When the recording has been finished for me, it's going to send it off to the email address I put in the output tab checkbox that says email recording to. I saved my settings by pressing the OK button. Now I'm waiting for Replay AV to start recording. It's going to record the station silently in the background for us for 1 minute, and then it's going to convert the file for me, because I told it in the basic tab to convert the file to the 32 kbps MP3 format. And then when that's done, the YouSendIt plugin, the new plugin, it's going to kick in and send the file off to the email address that I told it to. And it's going to send it off. Okay, let's see what's...
Traffic 304 ERA port capturing colon 08 on schedule.
Okay, it's capturing right now. I'm on the list box view of Replay AV on the station where I told it to record for 1 minute.
Traffic 304 ERA port capturing colon 024 on schedule.
And it says capturing with the time it's recorded so far. It was 24 seconds. We've got another 30 seconds. If you're not sure which application is up and running, do an insert T as in Tango for the title bar.
Title is Replay A slash V.
Okay. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Traffic 304 ERA port capture in colon 052 on schedule 7 of
22. We're almost done with the recording, the scheduled timer recording.
Replay converter dialog.
The replay converter dialog has popped up. It's converting the file for us automatically.
Converting .. dialog. Cancel current conversion button to activate. Press space bar.
The converting dialog box has popped up. Let's do an insert T. You do not have to be in front of the computer when all this is happening. You can be doing other stuff. All this happens automatically for you. You don't have to press any buttons or anything.
Title is converting ..
It said converting. Let's do an insert B
converting
as in Bravo.
Dialog. Cancel current conversion read-only edit. Converting C colon / program files / replay av /.
So it's converting for us. I press the control key.
You send it.
Now it's, Jaws said you send it. What you can do here is
you send the same page link, send same page link inbox.
Here it's sending the file off for us. The YouSendIt new plugin has popped up. Let's do an insert T.
Title is Replay A / V.
Just like that, it sent the file off because it was only 1 minute recording.
Graphic 302 ERA 42.
So what we did here to recap, we told it to record a station for us for 1 minute at a scheduled start and end time we went to the output tab and told it, send this recording when it's over to the email address. And we chose OK. Then Replay AV 8.41 started to record the station for us silently in the background for 1 minute. And since I told it to convert the file to the MP3 format, Replay Converter came up, started the conversion for us, and when that was done, the USendIt Express plugin kicked in and sent the file off to the email address, all in one simple, easy steps. Okay? So all you have to do now is tell your email recipient to check his email account and look for an email from usendit.com and open that email and check how to download the file so he can listen to it. There you have it. I need to stop this recording. I hope this has been very helpful. The USendIt Express plugin, the new one, is very accessible. Make sure you sign in first with your username and password before you start using the plugin.
Graphic 42080, Graphic 302 Sirius 1 Thumb, Graphic 516 Recorder Recording 1120 Application S Leaving Menu Replay ABS Button.